Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast.
Welcome back to another edition. We're down here at the 2020 Reese Senior Bowl with Terrell Burgess. What's it like being down here and just being part of this atmosphere?
It's great. You know, I feel like I'm blessed to be here. You know, it's a great opportunity to be able to showcase, you know, everything you can do in front of all 32 NFL teams, and I'm just blessed to be here.
Nice. Is it kind of, are you, I guess, the awe, maybe shock factor, just being in the room with all these scouts? I mean, I'm sure you probably have done a ton of interviews so far, but the first couple might be like, okay, but now is it kind of like, okay, I got this?
Yeah, I feel like I got it down a little bit. I mean, some people always throw a few curveballs, you know, in the questions, and it's like, oh, that's a good question. You know, I haven't heard that one before, but I think for the most part, I think I got it down a little bit, and I'm just excited to meet with more teams and get out there and compete today.
Yeah, it's an exciting day, and a little while you'll be putting on the helmet and the pads.
Yes, sir.
You excited to do that? It's probably been a while, about a month.
Yes, sir. It's been about a couple weeks. It's been about 2.5-3 weeks, so I'm just excited to put the pads back on and, you know, get some competition out there.
Yeah, definitely
exciting.
I mean, growing up, were you the better athlete way back then?
In regards to
like
my
Pop
other
Warner
friends and stuff.
Pop Warner, were you the kid scoring touchdown after touchdown?
I feel like yes and no. I mean, we had an all around team growing up. You know, we had a lot of great players on my Pop Warner team, and then even my high school team, we had a lot of great players. So I wouldn't say I was. No. It wasn't like anybody was standing out, but I guess I got to this point for some reason. So.
Yeah, well, you must be doing something, right?
Yes,
I mean, you're down here at the Senior Bowl.
Yes, sir.
I mean, this is the biggest accolade a kid can get through the process that you were about to go through.
Yes, sir.
When does it kind of hit you? Because you know as well as anybody, playing at a big-time program like yourself, that it might not work out.
Yes, sir. 100%.
So when do you kind of get the sense that, you know, what you're doing on a Saturday can get you, you know, to making a living, I guess, on Sunday?
I think the biggest one would probably be I don't know. I mean, I'm always, you know, practicing and playing, like, practicing like I'm number two, but playing like I'm number one. So I think the biggest thing is just when, you know, when your coaches start to, you know, I guess let you know that, you know, you got a real chance and you just keep going and, you know, I don't know. That's a hard question, but I think it's just when your coaches, you know, I mean, they've always believed in us at Utah, but I think going out there and seeing how much they love us up, that kind of, you know, shows that you can keep going and playing with some great guys like Lucky and Brad and Francis, who are all here. I think, you know, playing around other guys, you know, you start to get noticed. Other great guys, you start to get noticed. And I think that's what showed me that it's just a surreal moment. I'm just excited to be here.
Awesome stuff. Once again, Terrell Burgess here on the C2P. You're in the film room with these scouts. They're breaking down tape. I mean, what do you think they're going to love about you? What are those hallmark qualities where they're like, man, you do this really well?
I think I'm smart and I've got good instincts, in my opinion. I think that's what they see on film. They see that I'm a versatile player. I can play, you know, at multiple positions, and I'm just excited to showcase that this week. You know, that people may have doubts, you know, people are just, you know, asking me to do different things, but I'm excited for whatever's to come and gonna go out there and show what I can do.
Definitely. And didn't go unnoticed? We just asked, you know, maybe a film junkie, weight room warrior, team cap. I mean, anything? Maybe the system you ran didn't allow you to showcase other skills? I mean,
I feel like the scheme that we had, you know, the system we were in, it allowed a lot of us to show everything that we could do. I wouldn't say anything unnoticed besides the fact that I feel like it's hard to see that I'm a smart football player by watching on film. I mean, you know, I can say everything and it's hard to see it on film, but in the classroom, put me on the board, I feel like I can do that pretty well.
Yeah.
Yes,
that's coming.
Yes, sir, 100%.
Well, at least you got that down pat.
Yes, sir, 100%.
It's kind of like knowing the answers to the test. At least you don't got to worry about it.
Exactly.
That's awesome stuff. Do you get, like, you know, Monday Night Football's going on, maybe family and friends text you, say, hey, Terrell, we were watching the game, this guy reminds us of you. Do you compare us in any way?
No, I've actually hadn't got that yet. I haven't gotten that. No, sir. But that'd be nice. do I think I compare to anybody? You know, I try to be the best version of myself at all times, but You know, I see a lot of great safeties like Ed Reed and Earl Thomas. I see them play all the time. Tyrann Mathieu plays really well. I love the way Patrick Peterson approaches the game. And I'm just, I don't know, I like a lot of guys. I watch a lot of different guys in the league. So I'm just excited to keep doing that and keep improving my game.
Nice, nice. I mean, you know how it is. I mean, you know, if you had 111 tackles, then you didn't get any interceptions. They question the back end.
That's
you had 9 interceptions and not 111 tackles. Mm-hmm. They question out the inbox. You kind of know that battle.
Yeah, I've kind of gotten to understand that battle is, you know, just something you have
it's
to fight. Just one of the things. So I try and just do what I can to showcase my versatility and so that I can tackle, so that I can catch the ball on the back end, so that I can cover guys and then just going out there and playing the best that I know how to.
Well, hey, man, we call it three and out. We like to end the show on some off-the-wall questions. You ready to take a shot with those?
Yes, sir. Let's hear it.
Take us inside that Utah locker room. Who had the most bizarre nickname and how'd they get it?
Most bizarre nickname. Ooh, that's a good one. Wow. We didn't have too many nicknames. Yeah, we didn't. I can't even think of a nickname that anybody had right now. Wow, that sucks. I'm kind of mad. Oh, bizarre nickname. Actually, no. We don't have any nicknames. Wow, that's weird.
No?
Yeah, I feel like everyone just called people by their first names. I can't really.
Well, we probably get done.
Oh, no. Well, I got one. Bizarre nicknames. We used to call Zach Moss Experiment 626. You ever watch Stitch? Like Lilo and Stitch?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Stitch is Experiment 626.
Yeah.
So we call Zach Moss Experiment 626 because he's a freak.
That's a good
yes,
one.
Yes, sir.
That's a good one.
Sorry, that took too long, but yeah, that was
No, that was well worth the wait.
Yes,
no,
sir.
You definitely delivered. No, you definitely Experiment 626.
Yes,
how about this one? I guess we'll just kind of, you know, let it end on some Utah flavor. You're on campus. To say Friday night, you and the team, you're going to go just grab a bite to eat. I mean, what was your favorite place to go and just have a nice time?
At nighttime,
you know, where'd you want to frequent? Well, I guess what place are you going to miss going?
Oh, Park Cafe.
Yeah.
Right by Liberty Park in San Marcos. I mean, not in San Marcos, in Salt Lake City. Very good breakfast spot. If you ever get out of Salt Lake City, you have to go to Park Cafe.
Yeah,
that place is amazing. Amazing.
They're a staple meal, or you kind of...
Yes, I get French toast foolishness. You know, it's French toast, and then they got, you know, potatoes, eggs, bacon or sausage of your choice. And I always put strawberries and bananas on top of my French toast. Put a little syrup on there. It's amazing.
Really?
Really good.
I'm gonna have to try that.
Yes, sir. Very good.
It's not going to be bad?
No, it's not going to be bad. I promise you that.
All right, and then we'll stick with the Utah. You can go back, you could win one game.
Yes, sir.
Who do you want to beat, and how do you want to make the play to win the game?
Well, I mean, we lost the Pac-12 championship the last 2 years in a row.
Yeah.
So I guess I'd say, you know, the Pac-12 championship that we just had, you know, a few weeks, like a month ago. And then with that one, I think... I'd like to just a game-saving pick. That'd be like nothing, no other. I don't know. Game-saving pick and, you know, the last 30 seconds of a game, and that'd be nice. Yes, sir. But, I mean, can't go back now. So.
No, you can go ahead and you can do that now.
That's right. Yes,
so
sir.
You can make up for it in the next level. Hey, Terrell, appreciate you stopping by the show, and best of luck to you this
week. Yes, sir. Of course. I appreciate your time.
Once again, that is Terrell Burgess, the standout from Utah. Kind enough to join us here on the C2.
This has been a C2P exclusive.